The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answers in your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, Religious Group Section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission again. Let us be thankful and rejoice in the knowledge that what we know and what has been revealed to us is what has been the desire and the longing of the great prophets to know, and now we know what has not been revealed to them that we know, and the other religion and the rest of humanity still don't know and have not been revealed to them. Therefore, we can rejoice that we know the truth and we can be the teachers of the rest of humanity in awakening them to understand that the revelation of God is been sent to all humanity and nobody is left out, and God indeed bless all humans with the revelations and send prophets and messengers and messiahs and major manifestation to them to recognize indeed God has a plan. Now we know that plan. The rest of humanity doesn't know it. Muslims don't know it. Christians don't know it. Hindus, Buddhists, Kabbalists, none of them truly know the plan of God. So indeed, let us rejoice and be thankful that God blessed us with this knowledge and bring the joy of God in our life and in our ways, and bring His ways as our way. Therefore, we are indeed blessed people, and we are the teachers of men. This room, of course, is for everybody to go to the website and come to our rooms and understand His teachings, and then come here and have a discussion with me, and we can go to the more deeper level in the teachings. The whole revelation has been revealed to humanity. It is finished. It is done. It is time for us to become more knowledgeable about what this revelation is. Of course, ways of God is different of the ways of men, and therefore it is different than what humanity is used to or was living with for last 12,000 years. And in this revelation, of course, God is asking for you to turn around, to be baptized and become a child of God. And of course, many having a hard time to do that, and still they want to keep their own understanding, and they want to put the old wine in a new skin. And we understand that is hard for humanity. Humanity has been resisting God from the very beginning, and actually the very reason for this creation is because something went wrong and the chaos and the darkness was upon the deep, as the first words in the Bible start with that information that something went wrong and the equilibrium of the universe went out of the way it used to be or was. Therefore, it is understandable that still we do not want to turn around and go back where we came from. But at the same time, there was been a plan or has been a plan for the last 12,000 years. And in this plan, many people have been prepared. And now is the time of the harvest to call those who see this vision clearly and love God with all their hearts, mind, and spirit, and therefore can come, join, create communities of light, teach humanity, and make them to turn around toward God and accept His way instead of human and man-made ways. Of course, man-made ways still dominates, and many of us even cannot see that God's way is better than the man's way, and we are struggling with that idea. Therefore, it is a jihad and a struggle. That is what jihad means. Jihad means a struggle within and without, as we discussed last week. Any struggle we have in our life, physically, mentally, spiritually, internally, externally, collectively, is a jihad. That is what the word means. It means we struggle to bring God and better ways of our life to ourselves, to our family, to our communities, and eventually to earth. And therefore, the spiritual path is not the path of escapism, but is the path of all around a struggle to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, individually and collectively. Therefore, this is the path of a brave, and that is why we are looking for the elect, the para-vipras. Para means beyond, vipra means intellect. Those who have meditated for last 12,000 years and their soul is being prepared for this revelation. Therefore, it is the call to the most brave and those who really want to know God's revelation. And this is indeed the God's revelation, an explanation of the all the revelation that have come to humanity, and now they are all unified. Nobody has left out. There is no religion that is not a part of God's plan, and therefore this is the only revelation that covers all humanity and unifies them to one. We are the receiver of this blessing. We are the only people who know what God has been doing last 12,000 years, and we are the only people who can save humanity from destruction that they are going toward. And of course, we do not expect that everybody is going to listen to us right away, and we are not holding our breath that they will come and join with the snap of a finger. But those who have been called and are elect are those that will see this vision clearly and will reach out to spread it to other people. Therefore, it is mission for the self-starters, those who can start things, and we are indeed receiving many of them, and they are doing many wonderful things for the mission. As we progress, we will have more people joining us. This will spread in a greater degree. One person can do a lot. There's no doubt about it. As far as they are motivated to do it, they are willing to join and put effort and have no expectation for what they do, because their reward is from God. Their reward is the blessing and the grace of God. They do not look for the physical or external reward, but the reward that they receive internally from their spirit They rejoice in what they do and what they accomplish, and their expectation is only the satisfaction that they received from their own spirit. And indeed, there are the ones that God elect and those who are motivated from within, because they have seen the vision and they have reached a point that they realize there is nothing really worth doing but God's will. And God's will is equal with the grace and great satisfaction that you are doing what is the most important for humanity, for your life, and that is what you have been born to do. And if you reach a point that you are here to do the God's will, you will do it with great satisfaction and no attachment and no expectation. Then little by little you become a pure channel for God. Then you can manifest His Spirit truly coming through you, and others also see it and you say, yes, this person is inspired. This person is beyond any ego and the satisfaction that might come with the hard work. Because we are asking humanity to turn around, to be baptized. Baptism is not just putting some water on you or merging you two into water. It means to turn around instead of going to external world and human ways. It means to go against, actually, what most humans think that's what life is, but become a person going toward the Spirit and God in a greater degree, and therefore it is not a path for faint-hearted. But of course the reward is great. The grace will be there. The beauty of the soul will manifest like a sun through you, and the satisfaction that you receive will cover all the dissatisfaction and separation and the regular life that doesn't have any depth in it, but people living and following cultures and traditions, and they backbite and gossip and all the things that really is not from the Spirit but the lower nature. But those who work for God will not do those things from the lower nature, but they will experience the higher thought, higher being. And the more we can find that kind of the people who can fly together as eagles and phoenix, the greater communities we can create, and such people will be one with one another and can be dedicated to what they are doing. And we are looking for 144,000 of such a people that the truth and the glow of the God's Spirit manifests from them. Therefore, they can become an example for humanity, and they can come together, put the resources together, and create communities that they can get out of this world that is becoming more and more difficult to live in, and many people have become the slave of what is offered in this external world, and they have no choice but to be in the rat race. The more people come together, they can go away from this, and the more communities are created like that and connected with the computers that God has given us, and the ability to be different parts of the world, but at the same time be connected. That indeed is the blessing of God for this generation, that we have the ability to reach all over the earth with a couple of clicks on our screen, and being together and being able to receive this revelation and go to the website and study. This indeed is God's doing. It's not human doing. God has been sending all this thing to humanity for a purpose and reason, to make this revelation spread and preach to all humanity at the same time. All will hear this revelation all around the world. Therefore, we can see how human imagination and God's way are different. Human imagination is expecting that Messiah comes from the sky and say, "Here I am," and everybody will see him. The one in the south will see him. The one in the east will see him. But God's way is different. You go to the website and click on the picture, you will see him. Or if you get a camera, of course, you can see me all over the world. Or you can hear me all over the world. And therefore, you can see indeed these all fulfilled. But not the way human thinks they will be fulfilled, but the way God has planned and was planning and now put everything together to a point of revelation for humanity to see clearly that God does fulfill what he promises. And that is a most clear sign that God exists. If he says he will do this thing and he does them, therefore, with no doubt, God does exist. He is the Spirit. He is the consciousness that resides in you. And he and you are one. There is no separation. And as far as we look for God, someone else, in a church, in a religion, in a guru, in the mullahs, in the rabbis, in the fathers, or whoever is out there, out of us, we are looking in the wrong place and wrong places. The only place you can find God is within yourself, and you have the temple of God, which you can close your eyes and go into your temple and be with God. You don't need to go out, you don't need to go to the church, or synagogue, or masjid, or mosque, or whatever. Your masjid, your mosque, your synagogue, your church is with you all the time. The more you understand this, it's easier for you to realize you are the one that have to study, to realize, to understand God, and eventually experience God. I was talking to someone this week, and we were talking about why it is so hard to understand God, and a lot of people are trying to recognize and figure out the universe with experiments in universities, in colleges, in many places. They experiment and they are intellectual. And how hard it is for the intellectual to experience instead of experiment. That is not the way to know God. You cannot know God with experiments, but you know God with experience. That is why it is different to know God directly by meditation or trying to find him by scientific ways. Sivar Star is asking, "Are you the Messiah?" This question has been asked many times, and if people go to the website or listen to the lectures before this, the answer is, it is up to you to figure that out. If this is indeed the revelation that all the religion of the world has been waiting for, if you proved it to yourself that I am, then I am. Then if you couldn't prove it, then for you I am not. And therefore, what I say makes no difference. Christ said to those who asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews or the Messiah?" and said, "If I say I am, you won't believe it. And if I say I am not, I am lying." And therefore, you have to recognize and realize the revelation. The seventh seal is open. The prophecies are fulfilled. And the expectation for the last 12,000 years is finished. And we are indeed at the end time. It is time of sundering between those who see this vision and those who are still hanging to their own ideas and religions and traditions and customs and will not progress any further. Therefore, this is the time for humanity to grow up and go study, search, understand, and eventually said, yes, it is from God, and therefore I have to be with this because this is the way of salvation, and anything else is not going to God. And therefore, I am obligated to go where this is going, which is to God. That's why we have the website. We have these rooms in Paltok. We have many wonderful people who know the teaching and are there for you to answer your questions. You can send your questions about this teaching, question@maitreya.org. We will answer you, but we have to empty your cup. If you are still hanging into your old religion, if you are still hanging into your dogmas, and you do not want to go beyond your tradition and your religion or your ideas, then you cannot see it, and your cup is already full. No matter what or how much we pour into it, it's going to overflow, and it's not going to get in. So the first step is be open to a new understanding and teachings and realization and progress. There are many things that we say here in this teaching which is beyond dogmas and human understanding, and therefore it is not appealing to many people who still want to hang into their personal ideas. The correct way is God's way. Therefore, it is a path for those who have been prepared for the last 1,000 years. They come here, they love it, and they go for it, and they see it. Yes, this is from God. Go ahead, Amina.
Shalom, Maitreya. My question is, while speaking to some of my students, it's almost like opening up a can of worms, and they've been asking a lot of questions. They're about 9 to 10 years old, and some of the concerns that came up is that their parents do not want to go to church or do not want to pray. And some of the questions the children asked is if they can read or play church in their own home with their friends and their teddy bears. Now, I said yes, but my question is, what's going on with children that they're asking so many questions, something I haven't seen in the previous years, and how can I respond to that as their teacher? Thank you.
The first teachers for the children are their parents. That is why they have been entrusted to those parents, and they are obligated, the responsibility, to teach children truth and God. But of course, most parents these days, they don't know what the truth is, what God wants, and they have been born in an environment that is very ungodly, and teach them the thing is not based on God, and they are very confused. Even those parents that they are godly and they want to teach their children God's ways, the children are bombarded with the propaganda and the advertisement of ungodly ways, and therefore they are also confused. So there is a tug of war going between children and the parents, even those parents that they are godly and want to guide children to God. They are having a hard time. Even the schools are becoming very liberal and teach them accept things that is not according to God. Parents have a hard time, and some of them have given up. They are just reached a point and say, we gave up. Can't win this fight because the children watch television, is not good. They play games, is not good. They go to school, is not. Eventually they say, well, maybe there is no God, and even church is out. Even when they get to church, they teach things that is not universal, is separative, is, you know, destructive and dogmatic, and many parents have been well educated now. They can accept those dogmas, therefore even church and the places that used to be a place of talking about God is a place that they feel, you know, they teach their children things that is not according to their understanding. They teach no evolution or scientific ways. You have to believe in a couple of dogmas to be able to go there. Therefore, we are in a fight against ungodliness, and we are trying to bring humanity to God's way. So it is a struggle, and the children who have been born at this time, many of them are great souls, and they are seekers, and they want to know the truth. But nobody has the truth to give them. there is increasing questioning about God and church. It's a very curious mind of the child wants to know what is the truth, what is reality. Teachers have a hard time, especially if you talk about religion in that environment, it is a no-no, and you cannot talk about God even in the schools unless we are in a religious school. Religious school belong to the people that teach a specific religion, and therefore those children are again indoctrinated to a specific ways, and therefore again the separation between them. Solution is to create schools for the mission, in a place that children are taught to meditate, to awaken their spiritual forces from the childhood, make them understand that they are responsible for environment, therefore their actions affect the environment, so they should create the kingdom of God on earth and the comings of light, that they should sacrifice in it, surrender and submit and become universalists. Teach them to follow eternal divine path and how each of them related to God's way and all that. But we're not there, and humanity is not helping either to create this environment as fast as possible. Therefore, we are in a situation of catch-22. We need people to create those things, and we need resources to reach out in a greater degree to get more people, and therefore it just have to work itself out. At this time, you have to do your best to teach them to close their eyes, to calm their mind, meditate, give them the meditation process that we teach here, or make it a game, or walking meditation. They can walk Hari Om, Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. Each step become one part of the mantra. The first step Hari, second Om. So they can do that and think about that the goal of the life is to become divine, which means to follow eternal divine path, and God is everything. If you can teach them this simple technique, it takes them a little away from all the pressure and teachings that is not based on God, and help them a little bit go toward God. And they don't need teddy bear, they don't need any external manifestation, which is not ultimate, but direct them to go within themselves and recognize and realize that the church, synagogue, mosque, and the temple is their body, and they don't have to go to church, they can just close their eyes and know God is within them. Therefore, it's very simple to direct them toward recognizing and realizing that God is within them, and therefore at least help a little bit, take them away from the pressure that the children are under, and indeed the prophecy that children will not have a childhood is coming through. They are under great pressure to do things which are not for the children, and they grow up very fast, and they cannot see the truth that they are here for a greater purpose. You and all those who are teachers or have children have to guide them to see that God is within them. God is not in the church. God is not in the mosque. God is within you, and therefore they can access Him anytime they want. If you can make them meditate, that is a great help for them, and they can gain control over their mind, and eventually they can create a discriminative mind and see the difference between what is godly and what is not. As I said, many of these children now are being born. They are great souls that they are prepared for coming of the kingdom, and therefore they will catch on very fast if they are great souls. So that is what we can do, and that's not against anybody or any religion. It's just closing your eyes and going within and meditating and knowing thyself. There is no denomination in it. Everybody can do it. As Christ said, we will reach a point that we will neither worship God in Jerusalem nor in the mountain, but within yourself. And we are indeed in that time. So I hope this helped you with your children. Those who raise their hand, they have the privilege. They will be answered than those who put their question in the text. And those who go to our website and know our teaching can raise their hand and ask their question. Burukal 76 is asking Maitreya, the genealogy is incorrect. Okay, why is incorrect? And Nader Shah's grandfather was named Nader Quli Beg. Why is it incorrect? Nader Shah, his genealogy go to the King Solomon, and therefore anybody who is from his genealogy is from King David, and therefore is have the potential to be the line of tribe of Judah. But of course, not everybody who is in the genealogy of King David is the line of tribes of Judah, but he who opens the seventh seal and reveals the book that's sealed with the seventh seal. Therefore, that means anybody who is from his genealogy doesn't automatically become the line of tribes of Judah, but you also have to fulfill other prophecies and open the seventh seal. Therefore, we can see that all these things have fulfilled. He has left the room, but the question has been asked, so we will answer them very briefly. The genealogy is correct. It's been checked and rechecked, and the people who have put them down studied the genealogy, and therefore it is correct. Just saying your genealogy is incorrect and then leaving the room, it doesn't say much about the what you really wanted to know. So the genealogy is correct. Nader Shah, what was his father's name? It doesn't make any difference. Was his father connected to King David? Is the point. And he was. That is a well-known historical fact. Therefore, we can see that genealogy is correct. What is our opinion about Baha'u'llah? God has said about Baha'i teaching and Baha'u'llah and Bab and Abdul Baha and Shoghi Effendi and where the Baha'i teachings is at in the websites, and there are many, many revelations have come about this religion. They have the revelation of the universalism, and therefore that expands your mind. There is many things is not correct in Baha'i teaching, and God said it's not perfect. That's the only religion God says is not perfect. It's not something we say. It's not something our opinion or ideas, but God said that it is not perfect. Therefore, if we can accept that, we can see that this other revelation should come. And God said shortly after Baha'i teaching, the last revelation will come, and it has. And therefore, we can again see, indeed, God has fulfilled what he said he will. Visa Kechakik is asking, where does the goddess fit into this scenario? Okay, is the divine male? No, God is male and female, and indeed beyond. He, in the highest level, is neither male or female. He just is. He takes the quality of what you put in front of is. If you say God is male, then he is. God is female. He is. Indeed, God is consciousness. Male and three creative forces, female, and at the same time you cannot separate these two from each other. They are one. There is no separation between creative forces and the consciousness. Therefore, separating and saying which one is better, consciousness, male, or creative force, female, is again separating the God in two parts and creating separation, and is not the whole truth. Our teaching is God indeed has two parts, male part, which is consciousness, and female part, which is the creative force, and they come together as the male and female, father, mother, God, and God is a spirit. And it cannot be recognized or receive revelation from until the Messiah or the revealer comes and bring the Spirit of God to humanity and reveal the truth to man. That is the truth that God has been trying to give to humanity for the last 12,000 years, and he has been sending great prophets and revealers to man, and the scriptures are the evidence of these revelation. God manifests itself through the Messiah, and therefore Messiah or the Revealer or the Prophet become the mouthpiece of God. And that is why Christ is called full of grace of knowledge. Grace is mother and the knowledge is father. And therefore, Messiah manifests both male, female energy on earth, and God indeed has both. How can not have both? Because he is the universe, who is the creation. If we have male energy, therefore God has male energy. If we have female energy, God has female energy. We cannot say, no, God doesn't have female energy. Then God is everything. How can he not have female energy? Or we can say, God doesn't have male energy, he's just female. How could that be true? So, we understanding our teaching, you will understand that indeed it is covered everything, but at the same time, it doesn't separate. It doesn't create friction. Oh, I follow goddess. I don't follow God. No, you have to follow both. If you follow one of them, you are imbalanced. But if you follow both of them, then you have a lot of knowledge, father, and grace, mother. So you're following in blissful state of knowing God, and therefore you are a balanced person. Therefore we do cover goddess and female energy. We need both of them. We need father, consciousness, and the creative force. Indeed, either of them could not have existed. If there was consciousness without creative forces, nothing would have been created. It just knew everything, but it couldn't do anything. And if he had creative forces without consciousness, he could have created, but there was no logic or no ability to know what to do with the creative energy. Therefore, we can see both of them are needed. Silver Star is asking, does your mission include other masters currently working around the world? If so, who, where are they? Now, we do not believe in masters. We believe in God, his revelation, and prophecies, which come through God for a long time, and God prophesizes that a person will come and fulfill his prophecies and will bring a message that he has already told that come to humanity. If the masters realize this understanding and come and join us, they can become a master of this mission and a teacher of God's revelation and prophecies and the scriptures. There is not such a thing as masters or hierarchy or brotherhood or all those things that many people believe in the scriptures, and there is no place in the scriptures that's talking about that there is going to be a hierarchy, but it talks about the seven seals, it talks about the lion of the tribe of Judah, it talks about the prophecies, it talks about the genealogy of revealer. Indeed, God have revealed those things to humanity so they will not be misguided by man-made ideas or beings that they have fallen from the highest, and therefore they connect human to themselves instead of connecting them to God. Any person, any guru, any teacher, any mullah, any father, any rabbi, any person who connect you to themselves instead of connecting you directly to God, they are in the way of God and your spiritual progress. Therefore, be very careful, be very aware, be very discerning to see what do they teach. Do they teach God? Do they take you to higher level? Do they create an environment that you can meditate and can bring the kingdom of God on earth? Or they connect you to themselves and you are cut from the grace of God. And therefore, this teaching is the teaching to connect you to God. I'm not even connecting you to myself. I am showing the way for you to create the communities of light, bring God to your life, bring God to the community, bring God to your environment, and bring God to humanity. Therefore, if they are connecting you to themselves, be careful. Realize that they are in the way and it is not the highest, and there is an ego involved, and therefore you can free yourself from any egoistical teaching, persuasion, or ideas that cut you from God directly. So the revealer, the teacher, the guru, the mullah, the rabbi, the father, whoever is in your way, just leave that place and go to a place that you can close your eyes, you can go within yourself, you can awaken your spiritual forces, and eventually experience God. Not experiment to understand God, but experience God within yourself. And that is the difference between intellectual and spiritual. Intellectual experiments, spiritual experiences. So whatever is taught to you, this is your way of realizing if it is true or not. If it takes you to God, it is good. If it's not taking you to God, they are in the way. Therefore, go to God directly. Do not rely in any guru or teacher, but the teacher who takes you to God is the one that is helping you to go in a greater level. So hierarchy and all those masters that a lot of people are following is not a scripture. There's nowhere in the scripture that says there is going to be a hierarchy or a master is going to come and take you to God. But there is a scriptural that there is going to be a last revelation, seven seal, lion of tribe of Judah, and all that. Understand God's word. Visakaki is asking, I want to know what Maitreya is doing about the world political situation. Sorry, I have no mic. That's all right. We have revealed the coming of the kingdom, how it can be done. It can be done through the creation of the communities of light. Nothing can be done with the political system as they are, because all the political system, the way they are man-made. There is a great contrast between God's way and man's way of a political system. If you study the Old Testament, God chose King David, which became the greatest king of the Hebrews. People choose Saul, which was a democratic way, but they chose Saul because he was tall and handsome, and they said, we want him as a king, and he wasn't a very good king. It turned out to be. Therefore, the idea is God chooses the leader, the person who he wants to be the leader of man. And if you understand that, then we realize the difference between the idea of Khalifa in Islam or the chosen one in Jewish and Christian beliefs, as the Messiah or the teacher or the chosen or anointed, and the idea of democracy, which is human choose a person. And therefore, we can see there is a difference between man-made ways, which is very appealing to a lot of people. There are forces that are trying to make everybody democratic. At the same time, we say, well, Muslims are trying to find their Khalifa for last 1,000 years, and what they got is mostly dictators that create even more suffering for the people. The problem is they didn't really choose the one that God chose for them, but the people who took over their nations usually are the dictators, and therefore they create a lot of suffering for them. The whole question is to find the one who has been anointed by God to be chosen to become the leader of man and eventually have a kings or leaders like David, which is blessed by God and will bring a lot of beauty to human. Therefore, we can see that is where we have to go. We have to recognize what is the best way and godly way to create the political system. The way to do it is to find the anointed one. We have given a system that will help in this process. Is based on the communities of light. Therefore, the whole help that God has given to humanity to help this process is creation of communities of light. That is why we are calling humans to come together, create communities of light. And the hierarchy or the political system eventually will emerge from this communities of light, and we will have a system for the mission, and eventually humans will see this system works better than their system. And hopefully after the fall of the Babylon the Great, or this world which babbles, this system will take over and will bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, all the ways are given in this mission to help humanity to progress physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, collectively, politically, community way, and the answers are all there. Nothing has been kept from humanity, and God indeed revealed the whole picture and the whole idea of how to bring the kingdom of God on earth. What we're going to do with the political system at present time, nothing, because they are going to fall on themselves, because they're man-made. Whatever is man-made, especially at this time that this revelation has come, is not going to work. Probably a lot of people won't like what I say, that it's not going to work what they do, but it is not. It's going to still be suppression and destruction and clash of the ideas and religions. But this revelation brings everything together and shows the way. And eventually humanity have to reach a point to see, yes, indeed, this revelation is the salvation in every level imaginable for human, and will help them to replace this dark world with the light of God. That means you have to forgo your dogmas, your ideas, your ways, but bring God's way to your life, to your community, to your family, to your everything that you are living at this time. Some people have not been able to do that. We are doing something about this situation. The only thing left is those who have been called forth to come forward. Not come here and try to change our teachings, but be surrendered and submissive to God and realize what is happening here. We can come together and work toward the creation of the best situation possible for everybody. Mr. Kaki, what is a great soul? A great soul is the soul that follows the eternal divine path. The goal of the life is to become divine. How you become divine is by following eternal divine path. That is the base of our teachings. It is 5 steps. You meditate, you awaken your spiritual forces, you contemplate, you concentrate, you eventually experience God, and you recognize indeed God exists in you. You are God, and there is no separation, and therefore you really do not exist, because that's ego, but God exists, which is you. And when you experience that, you know you are a part of God, and God is a part of you, and you are one, and therefore you let God come through, and by our teachings and the revelations and the scriptures, little by little, you would recognize the ways of God and the way He has created this universe, and you forgo the man-made ways, and you want to see God's way is being established on earth. The more people we reach and find that can see this clearly, our strength will increase in a great degree, and we all become one little by little and reach a point that communities of light is going to pop up all over the world. And we can create a system that, based on what is revealed, and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, a great soul is the soul who awakens the spiritual forces, direct its energy toward the creation of communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become universalies. Of course, awakening of spiritual forces cover all the mystical path, including Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and all the old religion that says, know thyself to know God. Krishna is the communist of light. Communist of light has been revealed in Old Testament. The whole Old Testament is God is trying to find a people who accept Him as God and bring His laws to themselves. Sacrifice was the message of Christ. In order to create such communities, you have to give up yourself more to the community than you take, and surrender and submit to God, which is the message of Islam, and become universalist or expansion of the mind, that is the message of Bab and Baha'u'llah. With this, you become an elect. You become a great soul. You become what we call para-vipra. Vipra means intellect, para means beyond, means he who has recognized or experienced God, and therefore he is incorruptible, because he knows this world doesn't worth it. The only thing worth it is God, and therefore this world is not going to corrupt such a person. And such a people have many qualities, which is explained in though in our teaching. They are the ones become the leaders of man, and they will bring the kingdom of God and earth. This is the teachings or the expectation or what we are looking for. We are looking for the elects, we are looking for paraviparas, we are looking for the great souls. And they have been in creation or being created for last 12,000 years. This is the call to the great souls and the paraviparas. Therefore, this teaching is a complete revelation of God in all levels for humanity, and not only it unifies all religion, it reveals what they meant, it takes all the dogmas out of them, unifies them, shows a way to salvation, give the way of the kingdom of God to come, and therefore is the most perfect revelation of God for humanity, and it's based on the scriptures, fulfills the prophecies, and everything that humanity is waiting to come. Therefore, it is from God. The only thing left is for you to see the vision, recognize what is happening here, and come and absolutely dedicate yourself 100% to what is the greatest revelation of God to humanity. We are at the end of our time. I don't see any other questions. So again, I leave you all to God. Ponder on these words and this revelation, these truths that have come to you. Know that indeed you are blessed and rejoice in that recognition and realization, and bring God to your life in every level possible, and become a paravipra. Hello, everybody. Have a godly week, and maybe we see you next week again. Salam, everyone.